Welcome to CWC Dive Deep, where we take a deeper look into this past Sunday's message, seeking to grow in our faith and learn more about our God. I'm your host, Caleb Swartz, the Spiritual Formation Director at Christ Wesleyan, and this past Sunday, Pastor Arley presented to us the annual report, letting us know about all the incredible ways that God's been working in our church and community and throughout the world, really, over this past year. It was an eye-opening report, and if you missed it, I highly encourage you to listen or watch the sermon by visiting cwc.life. Since the service was a little bit different than the norm, we thought that now would be a really good time to give you guys something special. So on April 27th, Christ Wesleyan put on the first ever Art of Leadership Conference. We designed this conference to help our area leaders develop their skills and master excellence in their daily practices. Our keynote speaker was Ann Byler. She did a phenomenal job. And if you're not familiar with Ann Byler, she is the founder of the famous Annie Ann's Pretzels. During her talk, Ann shared a little bit of her background, growing up Amish in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Ann continually gave credit to God for the many successes that she experienced over the years in business, and also some of the tragedy that she experienced, including the loss of her daughter. After the conference, she agreed to go deeper into her story with us. You're going to hear a little background noise as the following conversation was recorded immediately after the conference in the Connection Center. We're certain that you're going to enjoy the conversation between Pastor Arley and Ann.
This has been a great opportunity, Ann. For those of you who are listening or watching, it's Ann Byler, and she started Auntie Ann's Pretzels. And an amazing story, how it kind of started small, not understanding probably the worldwide kind of implications that would happen as a result. That's pretty amazing in itself. How has that impacted your life? How have you felt in regard to that? Because it probably seems pretty overwhelming at that point.
Well, sure. Auntie Ann's was really not on our minds. And when we opened our first farmer's market, we just went to market to make enough money to pay our bills. And so we never really planned for Auntie Ann's to go around the world. And it's totally, it's impacted us and our family emotionally, spiritually, financially. Mm-hmm. And it just would never have happened except that God had an amazing plan. And all we did was just simply, like a day at a time, just put one foot in front of the other, and we did what was before us. And it has changed our lives in the respect that we've gotten to know so many people. The world has gotten smaller. I mean, I've traveled all around the world, and
sure,
we see Auntie Ann's as a tremendous gift to us as a family, but also to the world at large.
Yeah, I love what you've shared today in the conference and talking a bit about that it's been a vehicle for you to be able to help a broader impact and a greater. Could you talk a little bit just about how that has happened?
Well, when we started at first, again, it was just to make a living, but we soon started to grow, and we realized that there's something much bigger happening here that we were trying to get our hearts around and understand it all. And one Sunday morning in a service at a mission Sunday, God spoke to me very clearly. I was in the front row singing worship songs and just thinking about doing God's will. And I just said to the Lord, I was right in the big middle of doing Auntie Ann's, and I felt like I wanted to be in ministry. And I was like, Lord, am I at the right place? Are we doing the right thing? And God just, in the middle of my song, I saw a picture of myself rolling pretzels in front of Jesus. And he was smiling at me. And he said to me, I've created Auntie Ann's as a vehicle for missions and
wow,
to give. And that day, it became very clear to me what the purpose of Auntie Ann's really was.
Generosity has been one of your values, your core values. I hear that through all that you're saying. Could you just talk about how that is?
Well, from the very beginning, we wanted to give. And we started to give from the very top of our gross sales at our little farmer's market. And we just put aside a certain amount each week. And then as the business grew, the amounts that we put aside became more and more and more. And then we realized that God created Auntie Ann's to give, which was we give to get, mm-hmm, to give again. And that's been our motto and model that we have just lived by. And the giving has, it's all over the board. I mean, there's so many stories. And people who are givers understand exactly what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
You just cannot give enough, and you get addicted, like, to giving. It's so much fun.
It is. It's incredible experience as it happens. And Alex's Lemonade, that's part of your whole process also.
Yes. So our employees, my husband and I, were very passionate about giving, and we were always very concerned about how do we teach our employees the value of giving. And so we talked about giving all the time at every meeting that we had. People understand, our employees understood, Auntie Anne's was created to give. That was just a line that we used all the time. Eventually, our employees got together, and they formed what they called a CARES committee. And on their own, they have, through the last 25 years, have given to different causes around the country. And the latest one was Alex's Lemonade. And it gives my heart just so much joy, because they have single-handedly have been able to raise millions of dollars in the last 25 years. Yeah. And Alex's Lemonade has been the most recent
It's cool. They do it around here. I've contributed, not even realizing the connection between the two.
So beautiful.
That's an awesome thing. Your story is like multifaceted. God has used all kinds of things in your life to help bring you to the person and who you are today, and what the whole business has become, and how God has engineered that as well. But you've gone through a lot of pain in your life. Could you just share a little bit about how you work through that, and how God has carried you as a result of that, the impact it's had on your life?
I think it's out of our brokenness that we really see God. Job said in Job 42, verse 5, "In my pleasure, my ears heard of you. But in my pain, my eyes have seen you." And so I just am grateful, you know, for all the experiences that we've had. And the death of our daughter, a 19-month-old daughter who was killed instantly on our farm by accidentally, of course. And then after that, going to see my pastor for answers and comfort and hope. And during that time, he took advantage of me, and I stayed in an abusive relationship for 6 to 7 long years, completely silent. And much later, finding out about the abuse of our daughter. And so the pain of just those a couple of things were very deep for me, very dark. And very, very hard for me to have any kind of self-esteem, self-confidence. I felt unlovable, unforgivable, unchangeable, and completely guilt-ridden and shameful.
Wow. And how did you start to come out of that? Obviously, we're a product of everything that's ever been a part of
Absolutely.
Our lives. I'm a product of the collected information I've gathered all the years, and people and circumstances and conferences and books, and heartache and pain. I'm a product of all of those things.
Yes.
And they've helped make me who I am. So how did you come out of that, and how do you see God working through that?
Well, what I know clearly today is that life is hard. God is good.
Amen.
I don't confuse the two anymore. So coming out of my darkest years, it really happened based on one very simple principle in the Bible that I knew and I'd read hundreds of times.
Sure.
But at one point in my life, it became a revelation to me. It's James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another so that you might be healed.
Amen.
And there's also, in the middle of that verse, it says, pray for one another. Now, I know that we have the pray for one another part. We got that down. We
sure,
know how to pray for one another.
Absolutely.
But the hard part of James 5:16 was confess one to another.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to tell anybody what I did wrong or how I hurt you, or we don't want to talk to one another. But it says if we do that, then we'll be healed. So I came out of my darkness 7 years later. And God just basically said, get up off your knees. Stop praying. Not literally, but get up off your knees and walk and do something that you've never done before.
Yeah.
And so I went to my husband and told him my deep, dark secret. Wow. And that was...
Which was a really safe person. I think that's the big problem for
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
We don't
Thank
have
you.
Safety with anyone.
Thank you.
But he was such a safe person for you, and you were able to open and tell him that.
So important. A good man, good person. You can't trust all of your pain to just anybody.
No, no.
For sure. Right. So... I feel very blessed in the fact that I had a husband that loved me through it all. And never once did he condemn me, make me feel guilty, or even make me feel bad.
Wow.
When I confessed to him and told him about what was going on in my life, immediately he was compassionate toward me.
Wow.
He got on his knees before the Lord and just... I don't know, what am I going to do? And God whispered into his heart, love your wife as I love you.
Wow.
And there's hope for your marriage.
Wow.
And so that was the very beginning, you know, Pastor Arlie. I mean, it was a very long process. Sure. And so it took a lot of hard work for both of us.
Diligence, it does. You keep
marriage counseling,
those
constant.
Haunting memories continue to come
unbelievable,
back.
Unbelievable, difficult. But I'm here today, and I love to tell people I'm free. Indeed, I have no more guilt.
Amen.
There's no shame.
Amen.
I can talk about any part of my life freely because I'm completely cleansed and washed. And I live in this lifestyle of confession. I call it the lifestyle of confession by being transparent and doing the one to another confession whenever I need to.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. This has been wonderful. Just for anyone that is listening or watching has gone through any kind of pain like that, there is hope and there's healing.
Absolutely.
And God can make a difference in all of that. And so our prayers go out, you know, to those who are caught in that whole tragic situation. But finding a safe place is where it begins. Finding a safe person is where it begins. Because if somebody just confesses and doesn't have that kind of safety, it gets worse.
Absolutely.
And so finding that first, but then finding it, you so beautifully exemplify how God can be able to bring healing and then use that to minister to others.
He is our hope.
Thank you so much, and this has been wonderful having you with us.
Thank you.
God bless
you
and the continued days ahead.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today on CWC Dive Deep. I hope you were challenged and encouraged to grow in your faith by what you've heard here today. Check back next Monday for our next episode, where we'll continue in our series in Acts, Empowered. Stay connected with us throughout the week by following CWC Milton on Facebook, and be sure to visit our website, cwc.life, where you can find more messages to dive deep into.